I believe what we need to do to conclude the service today, obviously we're going to start the Father's love next week. Because we've, like Pastor Don said, we've already had church. Huh? It already started. We've already had church. But we need to pray. We need to finish with prayer. Because prayer is going, we need to pray in this boldness and this stepping out by faith, and those who will be coming, and those of you who are equipped because you're a mature body of Christ to minister to those who will come. As Pastor Don has prophesied, they are going to come. It will be you that will be ministering and be the pastors and leadership to do it. So I just want to give you a quick word, and then we're going to use the remainder of our time here to just get in small groups and pray it in. Because nothing's going to happen unless we pray it in and ask God to say, bless it. Because He's the one that does it. So, you know, I scribble in the front of my Bible, and so I went to some scribble notes because I realized I wasn't going to preach today. And with all the words that were connected today about unity, and about stepping out, and about faith, and about leadership, and about body ministry, and about breaking out in song anytime you feel like breaking out in song, and letting the spontaneous happen, because that's how Jesus was. He was spontaneous. He ministered more in His interruptions than He did in His ministry. So we need to remember that when we're interrupted by the Spirit of God, give Him liberty.
Amen.
I mean, what's better than to be interrupted by God's Spirit? I mean, I don't care about giving a message and preaching a message when the Holy Spirit takes over and wants to give a message. I mean, we need to step aside and let Him lead. But He also expects us, as Pastor Don said, to be vehicles in which He does the leading. Okay? So I want to give you just three things right here real quick about leadership that we always have to keep in mind. And then we're going to break off into groups of about four or five and pray this in. Pray the incoming of those who need to be filled with the Spirit and to be saved. And also pray for our gifts that are here to be released so that you guys become the leaders that we spoke over you to be here up in communion. Because you are. You are. So here's just three things to keep in mind. Number one, you can't lead where you won't go. You can't lead where you personally won't go. If you don't step up to the microphone and prophesy, if you don't step up to the microphone and bring a tongue or interpretation tongue, if you don't step up to the mic and bring a message, if you don't step up to the mic and bring, you know, you can't lead where you won't go. You have to have the freedom in worship. You have to have the freedom and liberty in the Word of God. You have to have the freedom in prayer. You just have to be able to express God in whatever way and manner He wants to express through you and not be intimidated by your personality. Does that make sense? You have to get out of the way and let God move, and sometimes it's going to take you out of your comfort zones. Most of the time, it will be out of your comfort zone. And the more you get out of your comfort zone, the more you're just going to get the liberty to do what you've been called to do in life. And maybe some of you are saying, well, I'm not sure what God wants me to do yet, or I'm not sure what my calling is yet. Maybe it's because you haven't stepped into that area where you're afraid to go. Maybe you haven't counted 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, and acted, but you've waited and let it pass. It's a new season. You can't lead where you won't go. Number two, you can't give what you don't have. I'm going to speak to a lot of you men right now. Get in the Word of God daily. Praise and worship daily. Pray fervently, diligently, daily. Lead your family in devotions. Lead your family in worship. Lead your family in the Word of God. And then come in here and lead this family with that. I don't have to do all the leading all the time. So you can't give what you don't have. So you're not going to be able to come through those double doors in here and be able to share and do a lot of the things that Pastor Don was urging you and calling you to do. He knows it's in you. Because why? The Holy Spirit lives within you, and there's nothing that our God can't do. The Holy Spirit has liberty in you. So He knows that it's in you. And one of His fortes, if you will, is to try to pull it out of you. And sometimes it won't pull. It's just got to be yanked, and sometimes it won't yank, so He leaves you alone. But I've never seen a time where he won't ask you to, he won't have you jump out of the boat. Oh, he'll push you. That's just his personality. Praise God, we all have different personalities. But he will push you out of the boat. And it's good that sometimes you get pushed out of the boat because you learn how to swim. You learn how to function. You learn how to flow in a gift that you might not even believe in. Well, I don't believe in tongues and interpretation in tongues. Well, you don't until you do, and then when you do, then you do. I don't believe in the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Well, then when you find out an apostle comes up to you or a prophet comes up to you and speaks into your life and it works and it's a benefit for you, now you believe. If we have a wonder-working God, and there's nothing that our God can't do, but he is going and he has chosen in this dispensation of the church to do it through imperfect you and me. And the more we yield, the more we'll do. So you can't give what you don't have. So work, get home and get with God so that when you come in here on Sunday, you got something to give. Because you've already gotten it from God. Because you won't do it if you don't have it. And then finally, you can't talk what you won't walk. You cannot talk what you will not walk. Folks, we have to be living epistles of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only Bible most people are going to see in their life is not this, but it's going to be you. And so the word has got to be in you. The light of God's countenance needs to be upon you. Dan prays it all the time, that your countenance and the light of God's countenance will be upon us. Yes. Well, if it is, people will be drawn to you. What, you know, the bugs and all those creatures get drawn to the light. Amen. You know, and God has already said that it, you know, when he made the creeping things, right? Those creeping things that are out there. Those are the people that do not know. They're creeping along in life and they have no concept. They're in the dark and they're groping around trying to find God. And God is sitting right where you're sitting. You're bringing light to that. So I just want to encourage you today that every one of you are going to be leaders. Because if this is indeed a remnant church, which I do believe it is, then every one of you are going to be teachers and pastors and evangelists, not all of those gifts, but the dispersion of all of the gifts will be here to minister to those who will come. Let's pray those in. Let's pray the people in, and let's pray the gifts out from you, amen, to conclude this service, because that's what has been prophesied. Now let's receive it, and let's go to God with it and say, God, anoint it, and do it. So stand up, get in groups of three or four, and pray those gifts out of you, and pray the people in to receive them, in Jesus' name.